I wish we could be private with Tesla. So said an exasperated and exhausted Elon Musk to Rolling Stone last November. Tesla's rise has been remarkable. In 15 years, it has taken on established carmakers to become the world's leading manufacturer of electric cars. But the journey has been bumpy. Of late, Mr. Musk says his company has been in production hell, trying to increase output of the Model 3, a whizzy mass-market saloon. While on its quest to change the world, Tesla has frequently missed its production targets and has never made an annual profit. Feeling the heat, Mr. Musk earlier this year lashed out at share analysts for bonehead questions and has derided the army of short sellers targeting it. Yet it still came as a shock when on August 7th, Mr. Musk revealed his intention to take Tesla private in an extraordinary tweet. He claimed that he had lined up enough money to buy out the firm at $420 per share, roughly a fifth above the share price at the time. The chaos surrounding the tweet led to a brief suspension of trading of its shares on the Nasdaq stock exchange. Then Tesla released a memo confirming Mr. Musk's plan. He added details in subsequent tweets suggesting this was more than a lark. By the end of the day, the firm's shares were up sharply, dealing a costly blow to the shorts. Mr. Musk's wish to depart from the public market is understandable, though of late he seems to have made some peace with its constraints. At a quarterly earnings call on August 1st, he said output of the Model 3 was rising and forecast profits soon. He even apologised to analysts. But private backers with deep pockets would let him expand at his own pace. Can he achieve the unlikely yet again? One potential snag might be his cavalier use of tweets to drop his latest bombshell. American regulators have ruled that firms are permitted to disclose financial information using social media, but they must not mislead investors. They will be watching to see if his claim of having funding secured is borne out.